T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
No delays. No 2-hour delays or closures to read, so I'm pretty happy.
Today.
Yeah, it looks edgy, though. So, you know what? With this weather, it's a great weekend for the movies. Let's start with Doolittle. I think Robert Downey Jr. is very talented, but haven't we heard this story before, John?
Yeah, we have. It's funny that you mentioned that, Larry, but back in 1967, they did a Dr. Doolittle with Rex Harrison. And I don't know if you remember that, Larry, but it was just a phenomenal bomb. It bombed at the box office, went way over budget. They had trouble with quarantined animals and Rex Harrison's behavior. So that really wasn't much to go on. But, yeah, we have some precedent with this movie.
Yeah, we've seen Eddie Murphy do, you know, the same thing, talking to animals. But again, I think Robert Downey Jr. is an extremely talented actor, and I'm assuming with technology they can make this work. So is it worth a look?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, Larry. It is worth a look, and here's why. The special effects in this movie are phenomenal, and it's going to appeal to that age group of an elementary school kid, maybe, you know, anything below middle school. And you can really get a lot out of this movie. The problem with the critics right now is that it's Robert Downey Jr. So they're expecting so much more. You know, this isn't Charlie Chaplin by any means. It's the physician that discovers he can talk to animals. It's a $175 million budget, Larry, so that's going to be tough to overcome. But when you have the likes of Emma Thompson, John Cena, Ralph Fiennes, Octavia Spencer, Selena Gomez helping you out on the voice side, you've got a shot. And again, if you're looking for this long weekend, Martin Luther King Day coming up on Monday, it's not a bad choice.
All right, Doolittle. Next up, Bad Boys for Life. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, we've seen that sack before too, John.
Yeah, we sure have. Back in 1995, Larry, can you believe that? Star Dan Marino.
Well, he had a cameo where they stole his Corvette.
That's hilarious. So what we have is Bad Boys back in 1995. They did Bad Boys 2 in 2003, and those were really known as those cop buddy films. It got so popular in the 80s with Lethal Weapon and 48 Hours and movies like that. Well, in the 90s, they came along with Bad Boys, and it really took over. It became quite a franchise with two movies doing somewhere in the neighborhood of $500 million. So those were Michael Bay destruction, shoot 'em up, blow up everything in sight movies. This one, this latest edition, still stars Will Smith. He's got Martin Lawrence. Detective Mike Lowry and Marcus Bennett are back. But it's a little bit different. They're a little bit older. So the story is they come together and you get all the things that you expect to get from a movie like this, but they're a little bit more mature, they take it a little bit slower, and then naturally things are going to start to blow up all over again.
Well, those guys were pretty funny together, and I think Will Smith is a tremendous actor. So if you liked Bad Boys 1 and 2, you'll like Bad Boys for Life. John Mowat on Movies. John, have a great weekend.
You too, Larry.
It is a great weekend for a movie, and the top 5 currently at the box office. At number 5, Just Mercy. Like a Boss is 4. Jumanji, The Next Level, 3. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is 2nd. And 1917 is the number 1 movie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.